Welcome back to the Mindful Student Program. I'm Dr. Christopher Willard, and I'm here with the UltraHuman app. There are many things that get in the way of our success as students, not the least of which are self-confidence and motivation. A lot of us can feel like we're not good enough, and our confidence then slowly starts to impact and corrode our success. When we don't believe we can do it, we're incapable of actually doing it. Anxiety sets in, self-doubt starts to creep in, and our performance really suffers. This may impact our motivation, but our motivation may also be impacted by a number of other things. When we're exhausted, when we're tired, when we're stressed. I actually invite you to do a little bit of an exercise along with me with your bodies and your minds. And so first I'll just ask you just to sit upright and start by making really tight fists with your hands and noticing what happens as you make tight fists with your, not just hands, but what happens to your body, your breath, and your mind. Does it feel open? Does it feel closed? And then just let go. Notice how good it feels to let go. Now you might just collapse over in your seat. Again, as you slouch over. And now as you slouch over, noticing again your breath, your body. Do you feel alert or asleep? Open or closed? How motivated do you feel now? And then lastly, sitting in between, just sitting upright, not too tight, not too loose. Palms just held upright toward the sky. Noticing now your breath, your body, your mind open or closed, alert or asleep. And lastly, just put one hand over the other, rest these both over your heart for a moment, checking in once more. And then you can just set your hands back down. These four postures represent four different ways that we can respond to stress. With our tight fists, we're going into the fight or flight mode. Now that usually leads to more aggression and irritability, or else in the flight mode leads to more avoidance and more anxiety. We then kind of collapsed over into what are called the freeze or faint responses. The body goes limp and numb. Brain starts to shut down. We're also not thinking clearly. We're not breathing very regularly. This is also not so helpful. It's maybe perhaps a bit more relaxing and restful, but it's not going to help us to get motivated for that difficult exam. From there, we shifted to what researchers call the attend mode, being fully awake and present, or what I might call more mindful in body and mind. And then as you placed your hands over your heart, more of a befriend mode of being, offering ourselves some compassion, forgiveness. And each of these is useful in different situations. But for most of your life, where it's most useful to be is in more of the attend and befriend, mindfulness and compassion mode. So shifting simply your body language and body posture into positions like this can actually optimize your body to metabolize stress, anxiety, and difficulties. Shuts down the fight or flight, freeze, and faint response, which allows your brain to be working as effectively as possible. We do this through practices of mindfulness and compassion. Of course, that's what we're exploring in this course. This kind of posture can also help us to become more motivated in a clear, linear, and intentional way. But all kinds of things, like anxiety and stress, can begin to get in our way. Perhaps you've had that experience where you sit down before an exam, or you're standing up in front of a group of people, ready to give a presentation, or waiting for an interview, suddenly noticing your heartbeat pounding, your body tensing up, clenching its muscles, going right into that fight or flight response. Why wouldn't it? It's frightening. You'd want to fight your way out of it. You'd want to flee from it if you were trying to survive. To override that, we use practices like our breath that we explored last time. We use sensory practices, as we'll also be exploring in this course, but we can even just shift the posture of our body, which begins, according to the research of Dr. Amy Cuddy, a professor at Harvard Business School, to change what's happening in terms of our body chemistry and change what's happening in terms of our brain, optimizing it for performance and for social engagement. We can also, in moments of stress, tune in, check in with our body. I have a friend who likes to say, if anxiety's up in your head, well, what's the farthest away place from your head? Your feet. I like this one because we can just begin to direct our awareness, our attention into our feet. And in that way, we get out of that thought stream. Racing to the past, racing to the future, comparing ourselves constantly to everybody around us, which we know is never going to end well. So with that, we'll just try this practice. You can stand for this if you like, or you can sit upright. I like to do this in public speaking. I used to be terrified of public speaking. I now do it all the time for work. But just adopting a comfortable upright posture, heart pointing toward the sky, and taking a breath in, filling your entire chest and torso, allowing your shoulders to fall downward and backward. Another breath in, feeling the sensations of that breath, and then following your awareness all the way down now to your feet. And you might simply notice. Are your shoes tight or are they loose? Are your feet dry? Are they damp? Are they warm? Are they cool? Are your shoes tight or loose? If you're wearing socks, are they comfortable? Are they itchy? Do the tops of your feet feel different from the bottoms? Does your left foot feel different from your right? Just continuing to notice any sensations in your feet. And then gently just pressing your feet into the surface underneath you, feeling perhaps your feet in your socks. Sensations and textures of your socks in your shoes. Feeling the soles of your feet on the floor underneath you. And perhaps even sensing, feeling the floor and the building held by the earth underneath you, just gently pressing, and then releasing, and then bringing your awareness now back upward through your feet, legs, your chest still upright, confident, up through your head, and now allowing your eyes to flutter open. And perhaps noticing if there's been a shift from the before and after. Breaking up that autopilot. Breaking up those thoughts. Getting out of our heads for just a few moments with the short couple-minute practice. You can do every few questions on an exam or every few paragraphs in a speech. Every few moments in a challenging interaction just to reground yourself. Allowing yourself to become more present and a bit more out of your head, where your anxiety might be getting to you. Remembering at any point in your day, you can just come back to your feet.